One thing about wearing his costume is also keeps me out of the direct sun, which, you know, is cancer-causing.
Donald Ullett stands on the intersection of Crossover Road and Mission Boulevard in Fayetteville. He's wearing a gorilla mask and has a Eureka Pizza sign in his hand that reads, "Large pepperoni or cheese pizza for $3.99 only." Donald dances a little while waving the sign at people driving by. Often, faces light up and people wave back. Sometimes, he's ignored. He's been working as a sign spinner or a sign shaker on this corner of Fayetteville for more than 6 months now.
Well, I teach a jiu-jitsu and judo class here in town, and one of my students is manager up here at the Mission Street location here and needed somebody to shake signs, so he asked me if I could do it.
Sign spinning or sign shaking is a form of advertising a couple of centuries old. Although recently sign spinning has evolved into a high energy and a highly skilled form of street performance, it initially started out with people called human billboards carrying advertising banners. Not long after, the sandwich man arrived wearing banners on his front and back. Eureka Pizza Company in Fayetteville is one of many local businesses that uses sign shaking for advertising. Rolf Wilken, owner of Eureka Pizza and Donald's employer, decided to use sign shakers after seeing various tags and furniture companies use similar tactics.
Well, we've been in business here in Fayetteville for 19 years, and we've always just looked for different ways to get people's attention. And when we started doing our pizza that was ready to go, we needed a way to really get the impulse buy. And so we started thinking about sign shaking. So I kept asking people to do it, and nobody wanted to do it. So finally, I did it myself. So I went out on our first Monday Madness special when we were selling medium pizzas for $2.99. And I went out there, and I couldn't believe it. I had like a traffic jam immediately. And it was so busy, I had to get on my cell phone and start calling managers to come in and make pizzas. And I felt bad at first because the line was so big, but I stayed out there and I said, you know, for the first day at $2.99 pizzas, they probably won't mind waiting for a little while. And it took us 3 hours to get caught up. So I said, wow, there's something to this sign checking.
Rolf says the recession helped him find more people on Craigslist for the job. That's how he found Donald, who works almost 8 hours daily, Friday through Monday. According to Donald, there's never a dull day in the life of a sign spinner.
Well, in a way, there's not a typical work day because, you know, so many people come by. There's always something a little different, you know. Basically, I just come out here and, you know, dance for anywhere from an hour and 10 minutes to, you know, hour and 45 minutes and then take a break and kind of distribute my breaks throughout the day and wave to people that want to be waved at and some that don't, I guess.
Donald, who lives in Goshen, has worked on a number of jobs before taking up sign shaking.
I've been working in this part of the country since I was 10 years old, which means about 35 years or so. I helped do the concrete on that school that's over there. I helped lay the slab on a church that's down this way. I've picked blueberries and strawberries and just all kind of stuff, work construction and carpentry. And the best job I've ever had was work for Hank Kaminsky as a bronze sculptor, and I helped him build the big peace sphere that's up on the town square there. And that was a lot of fun. That was a cool job. As far as hardness goes, this really ain't that hard a job, you know, because I've done jobs where, you know, like certain construction jobs, you get to the end of the day and you just pass out, you know. It's like there's no eating supper, there's no doing stuff when you get home. There's just, you pass out, you wake up the next morning and you're really stiff and you have to start, you know, getting your joints back into gear so you can stand up again and do it again, you know.
All that Donald is required to do is hold a sign on an intersection. But to make it more interesting, Donald sings to himself and does a two-step or a waltz depending on the tune. Another thing that makes the job interesting is wearing a mask. He says it helps not only attract attention, but also, in some cases, retain anonymity.
My boss suggested the mask in the beginning. It's, you know, my mask. I bought it and stuff. And all this point, I've gotten enough tips and cash to actually pay for it. But he said that it's something to the effect that they had some information, like statistical information, that kids reacted less to a gorilla in terms of being afraid or something than they would to many other possible costumes. And he felt that the costume would be good just to have some anonymity out on the street, you know.
But how do people react when they see a gorilla waving a pizza sign at them?
It works out well, and it's, you know, it's interesting because people react to the mask in a way that they would never react to me. That's one of the things that makes it fun. You know, a lot of the kids get really excited and they'll wave, you know. One of my favorite things is I see a little kid going along down the road with their head sitting on the windowsill and they're looking all bummed out and stuff, and I wave at them, and all of a sudden they just come to life and their face lights up and they wave until they're 3/4 mile down the street, you know.
But not everyone is this enthusiastic or friendly.
I had one guy throw a handful of gravel at me one time, but it just happened that at that moment I was nodding my head to him, and so it just hit on the brim of my hat and fell off. But actually, I've had a lot more positive stuff. Every now and then somebody will flip me off, you know. Mostly young men between the ages of, I'd say, 19 and 29 or something like that. And occasionally a few little kids who think it makes them cool. But mostly people are pretty positive. I've actually had people like leave me tips or give me a beer. Had one guy give me a banana. You know, I had a couple the other day bring me a thing of lemonade. So mostly people are really nice about it. And it's, to me, one of the funniest ones is the people who will sit there and stare at you as you go by until you look directly at them. And then it's like they missed you.
Irrespective of the reaction of people to Donald's sign shaking, according to Rolf, this old-fashioned form of advertising does help him sell pizza. In fact, lots of it.
Well, when tummies are rumbling, so when people are hungry, sales increase 50% when you have a sign shaker. I mean, it's amazing. I've never seen anything like it.
When asked if he knows anything about his contribution to sales figures, Donald does not seem to have a clue. However, he does know the dancing gorilla is doing a good job when kids drive by waving a pizza box at him.
You know, people actually give me feedback out here a lot of times showing me that, yes, they went and bought some pizza, you know. And like I said, a couple gave me a lemonade the other day. Well, they had gone up and got a pizza and bought a lemonade there and brought it back and gave it to me. So there's some feedback in that form, you know. And then the employees in the store will often tell me when I come in that somebody has mentioned them or mentioned me being out here and to them.
For now, it's time for the dancing gorilla to get back to work. He starts humming a tune to keep himself company.
Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you if you're young at heart. I see it's hard to remember it if I'm not dancing. But as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, you know that you'll still be glad you're alive if you are among the very young at heart.